Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After Christmas, we often feel that looming anxiety or a sense of impending doom when it comes to our finances. We look back at the wreckage caused by our credit card spending over the period. Well, Robert Whelan, Managing Director of Rockwell Financial, is joining us now to help us get through that feeling of doom and gloom and to plan for 2026. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, and
welcome.
Pat.
So, you know, people at this stage are looking, they're looking forward, number one, they're thinking, I should book the holidays.
Yes.
But I don't have enough money in my credit card to get those cheap flights now. I'm going to have to wait till later in the year. So it's an unsettling time, I think, for many after the crash of Christmas.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And obviously, there's lots of things involved in that. There's an emotional crash because it's such a high of meeting family and friends and everything else. I suppose the first piece of advice I say to people, I'm not a big believer in resolutions, if I'm honest, but the first thing I do say to people is that if you, the most important thing you can do in January is look back at the stresses that came into your financial life.
Where did I go wrong?
Exactly. So look back first, right? Because that's usually where the lessons are. So if there were pinches in your finances or there were times you were stressed, if it was, for instance, the family holiday, well, really what you should be doing is, well, how do I avoid that? Okay. And the first thing you do is you say, well, you expect it. So if you expect to go on a family holiday, well, then if you don't have the money in the credit card, well, then it is what it is. So don't fret about it. If you can't do it and you can't take advantage of the cheap flights, well, then you just have to trim your cloth to when the time comes that you do have the money and you book the holiday that you can afford. But don't get stressed about it, because I think that's particularly in the age of social media, everyone feels like they have to have the perfect life and the perfect lifestyle and the perfect holiday and the perfect everything. But in reality, 99% of people aren't living that life, let's be honest. Mm. So I just think accepting where you are, making a plan for the expected financial stresses that come, and you'll feel a lot better by December 26, hopefully.
But the idea of looking back and seeing the pinch points in your finances and also the things you didn't do that you might have done, for example, changing your utility suppliers.
Mm. Absolutely,
you
yeah.
know, people are very, they suffer from huge inertia about that. And there are deals to be done.
There are, absolutely. And it's, to be fair, and it's actually much easier now than it ever has been in terms of that. Like, there's loads of different websites where they'll do most of the work for you, let's be honest. Actually, the biggest one I will say, and it's because I can plug it because it's a state-run one, is the Health Insurance Authority, because this is the biggest month of the year for health insurance renewals. And it's people listening will know the cost of health insurance has ballooned in the last 3 or 4 years. So definitely taking time to go on that website in particular and seeing if you can save a few quid, and hopefully, because it can make a huge impact on your budget for the year.
Now, I often talk to colleagues here and they'll tell me they have loads of different monthly subscriptions for this, that and the other. And they might have a streaming service, for example, and they realise, I've only watched one movie on that service and yet I'm paying every month.
The biggest problem with subscription services is the degree of difficulty in joining is 1/10 of the degree in difficulty in leaving. So it's very hard to leave them. So one, they hide amongst all your direct debits on your account, and you tend to miss them. Two, once you do try to unsubscribe, best of luck. It can take you, honestly, sometimes you'd need to be an expert in an algorithm. So, but if you do have those little parts of your finances, just get rid of them. Don't procrastinate, don't delay. And I think the best thing, I actually have no problem saying myself, last year, I lost my wallet, which meant I lost my bank card. So I had to get a new card. It was the best thing to ever happen to me, because I got all these bounced subscriptions and direct or charges to my card, because it's not direct debits anymore. It's all charged to your debit card. So I went, oh God, well, I don't need that. And I don't need that. And I don't need that. So maybe just do that.
Now, the question of big savings, you mentioned health insurance, which is a big saver potentially, because we talk about it regularly on this program. But the other big saver, if you have a mortgage, I mean, the possibility of changing, finding a cheaper one, how easy is that these days?
It's pretty easy, I suppose, getting money out of a bank, but ultimately it's about demonstrating affordability. So if you're on a fixed rate, for a lot of people, it may not make sense to switch because there will be a penalty for leaving the fixed rate. So if your fixed rate is up in 26, you should be kind of looking 3 months out. So say your fixed rate's up in March, you should be shopping around now, getting yourself ready, talking to a mortgage broker, getting the right advice about what's the best bank for you, the best deal for you. And again, what term, if you're going to sign, like the best rates today are all on fixed rates. Variable is pretty much now seen as the last refuge. So you're kind of saying, well, what term do I want to live with? 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, seven, whatever the case may be. But from getting prepared for it is just once switching is easier than getting a mortgage because you've already demonstrated to a financial institution you've paid the mortgage. So it's a little bit easier, but it is a new mortgage application. There's no question about it, but it is just a little bit easier.
And getting out of what you're in, is there no issue if you've run out of term on your fixed or if you're on a variable, can you opt out of a variable at any point?
Absolutely. That's the flexibility of a variable rate mortgage. But there are costs involved. So you will have to re-engage with a solicitor. You'll have to do your conveyancing. There may be another valuation. Hopefully not a structural report, but who knows? I'm just saying there are costs involved. Some of the banks will give you an incentive in terms of cash back or whatever the case may be to help offset some of those costs. But yeah.
So in terms of organizing ourselves then, do you have any advice as to what we can do? Just to sit down, like people listening today will say, okay, I'll do it tonight. Now, Robert, what do I do?
Well, don't do what I do. Like, joined a gym 3 years ago, and I read a stat last year, and they said that 8% of people who join a gym in January are still using the membership in September. So I always say, I read somewhere that the definition of commitment is doing what you said you were going to do long after the mood in which you said it in has passed.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If your financial plan requires motivation, it's not a plan, it's a hope. So what the first thing I'd say to you is put some habits around it. So rather than getting out spreadsheets and going this, that, the other, just decide today to take a percentage of your pay the day after payday and save it. Just stick it in an account. After 2 months, if you find you're kind of tight or you're in your overdraft, reduce it. Or stop, you don't, but start
reduce
it.
The amount you save.
Yeah, if it's tight, you're going, God, I'm bouncing against my overdraft, or I'm really tight at the end of the month. But just start, and I always say, if you put structure around your habits, they just become easier to manage rather than always thinking, I have to remember, I have to do that. So, and don't overburden yourself. Just kind of pick two or three things to do, whether it's save more, pay down debt, whether it's prepare for the Holy Communion that's coming in May, and I won't be surprised by that, so I'm going to start sticking a few quid away for that. Whatever it is, just pick two or three things and commit to them.
Now, you know, with your debit card, you know where you stand pretty much, and it'll bounce if you don't have the cash.
Correct.
to pay. The credit card, on the other hand, you'll have a limit, and typically it might be €10,000 on a regular credit card. And people may have bust the bank over Christmas. You know, the kids wanted this and da-da-da, and we wanted to really have a lovely Christmas after a tough year or whatever. Then in January, they look at that credit card bill and the rate that they charge on credit.
It's obscene.
So what do you do with that big credit card debt? How can you transfer it?
Yeah, so there are credit card companies offer incentives for you to switch your balance from your current provider to them, right? So I'd say shop around aggressively for that. The 0% interest on transfers is hard to find these days, to be honest with you, but the odd one might give it to you. I suppose the second, if you feel it's not sustainable, and this is very important, and this is a big commitment, but like if you feel that the credit card debt is, if you say you're carrying 10,000 in credit card debt, by the end of this year, if you just make the minimum repayment, your credit card debt balance will have reduced to 9,300, but you'll have paid back about €3,000.
Okay.
So that's a trap. And I believe that...
What are the typical rates now?
23%, 24%. It's obscene.
It is obscene.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And what I'm trying to say, if you're in that situation and you're honest enough with yourself, if you can go to the bank and get a personal loan, it'll come in at about 8 or 9%. It's still... Don't get me wrong.
You may think it's draconian at 8 and 9%, but compared to the 22% of a credit card, it makes huge sense.
Huge. Absolutely.
And how do the banks treat that? If you go into your local bank manager, if you can find a manager in a bank...
you'll be doing it all online, Pat.
You'll be doing it all online. Yeah. Okay, so you apply. Yeah. How does their algorithm look at you?
Well, I think
when you say, I've got €10,000 worth of debt at 22%, I want to change it to €10,000 of debt at 8%.
They'll really make an assessment based on your... Because the one thing about banks, they know everything about you. So they'll know all your behaviours. Are you bouncing off your overdraft every month or not? Are you saving or not? So they'll make a credit assessment on your capacity to be able to repay that loan. I'm not saying you'll get it, but if you go in and say... If you make the application on the basis that you're going to clear an existing credit card, and then you make the commitment to not get into the credit trap of... You clear the credit card, but then next Christmas it's back up again. And that's what I always say, good financial planning isn't about being clever. It's about avoiding traps so that you don't, when events happen, that you don't feel like you're trapped. And that's really what this is about, is that if you can get yourself into that mindset of going,
Do most people with the credit card try to pay it off by the month? In other words, they set up a direct debit that will automatically take the money out of whatever account they have and pay it off. Therefore, you pay no interest whatsoever on your credit card if you make the payment in time.
Unfortunately, so back to my gym membership, they're the margins of the bell curve. So they're the 8-9% of people who join a gym in January and go every day or whatever the case for 365 days a year. Most people find themselves, you have two extremes. You have people who just pay the minimum. You have people who clear the balance. Most people find themselves in the middle where they'll go, I had a bit of a burst, whether it was a family holiday or communion or the Christmas, and they'll say, well, right, I'll pay it off over 6, 8, 9 months. Most people find themselves in that section. But the people who feel most trapped, the people who are in most danger, are people who build up a big credit balance and don't have the capacity to pay the capital off. So they're making that minimum repayment every month just to kind of tread water.
Now, we know that the big banks here are trying to do everything online as much as possible, and often they change things. I was in a Bank of Ireland website over the Christmas, and suddenly everything looks different. I don't know whether all bells and whistles now. I'm trying to get back to the original page to pay what I wanted to pay was quite difficult, and I think I managed it. But it brings me to online banks and whether these foreign banks, you know, the Revoluts of the world, the Bunks, how useful they are in this context.
They're incredibly useful. One, you'll see now that they're really starting to compete on cash balances. So the biggest, we have 170 billion famously on deposit in this country, earning on average 0.4%. A lot of them are advertising maybe 2.25% on cash balances. So they are competing aggressively there. I think the biggest challenge they're going to have, and this is interesting, I did a piece of semi-research with my 16-year-old son's mates over Christmas. And I asked them, I said, name me a bank. And none of them named Revolut, interestingly enough. This is the biggest challenge.
They don't see Revolut as a bank. They see it as a wallet.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I think this is, if I had any advice to them, I think they're going to have to establish bricks and mortar premises before the general public treat them as a bank. Does that make sense? Because we're conditioned that banks are literally a bank.
And they don't need a branch in every town. They just need in Dublin, for example, exactly. One very significant presence.
Grafton Street, something like that. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that they do offer competition. We ourselves, I have no problem saying, we use Revolut for business banking. It's actually much easier, to be very fair, for do payroll. I have no problem saying that to you, versus traditional banks. So they have a space, but people have to. I see people might say, well, what's the bit? Do I transfer money across? Well, Revolut's covered by the same 100 grand guarantee that Bank of Ireland, AIB, PTSB are. So a cash balance there that's yielding maybe 2% or whatever the case may be, well, why wouldn't you take it?
Why wouldn't you take it compared to 0.4%?
On average,
so when you were saying earlier that you decide for careful financial planning for 2026 that you put aside a certain amount, there's no point in putting it in one of our traditional banks, is there, at 0.4%?
Well, fair enough. Yes, absolutely. If you can get a better rate, why wouldn't you? But long-fingeritis is the worst disease to afflict Irish people. Sure, it'll be grand, we'll get to it. So let's assume that most people won't do it because it's just procrastination. It's still better if money saved earning 0.4 is better than money spent. Okay.
Yeah.
Money saved earning 2.25 is better than money saved 0.4. It depends on what you're saving for. If you're saving for the short term, then yeah, you should be putting it in something safe. But if you're back to like pensions and auto enrollment was announced a big fanfare yesterday, and if you're saving for the medium to long term, well, then you do have to take an assessment that the cost of what you're saving for is getting more expensive every year. And if your savings aren't appreciating with that cost, well, then you're going to be in a deficit. So then you need to maybe talk about taking some risk or putting it into a managed fund or whatever the case may be. It's all about your time frame.
Now, are there penalties with these, the Bunks of the world and the Revoluts of the world, if you don't keep your money in for a certain length of time? Or are they, you know, withdraw if you wish?
I won't pretend to be the expert on that, to be fair. I don't think so, no. I think like most of them seem to be selling what's known as money market funds in the US. So if we were in America having this conversation, most people would be easily able to access maybe 4.5%, 4.75%, what's called a money market fund. So I think that's really what they're offering. But I think if they tie themselves into 3 and 5 year fixed rates, they're going to run into difficulty. But I'd let the people from Revolut and Bunk speak to that.
All right. Finally, I should ask you about those small savings. I mean, it's a no-brainer if you're a smoker. If you can give up the fags, you can save a huge amount of money in the year.
And
there's
the
no
state.
Question about it.
And the state.
And the state is long-term, yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, I don't know what it is. Is it almost €20 for 20 fags?
Someone said this to me recently. I don't smoke. It's obviously huge.
So you can imagine if you a pack a day. I mean, that's a huge amount of money every
week.
Well,
it's €7,000 a year, which you have to earn if you're a top-rate taxpayer. It's 14,000. You get
You've
a nice family holiday
to feed that habit, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you can give it up.
Well, it's treble the benefit. But I think for most people, it's just about examining. As I said, it's about examining if you've asked me to kind of finish it off on it, where did you go wrong last year? Where did you spend most of your money? If there's a bad habit that's in there, get rid of it. Just make a commitment today. But you can get overwhelmed by 10 things to do. No, just do two. Just start with two.
It's amazing that if you, you know, the reward systems that they have them, be it a pharmacy chain or a grocery chain, those are quite significant. And if you don't exploit them, well, you're the fool.
100%. Like they've built it into their margin. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So they've already priced in the fact that we're going to give you X amount back or X amount off or buy 10, get one free, whatever the case may be. Absolutely no brainer.
All right. Well, let's hope people follow your advice. And this time next year, they'll be feeling all the better for it. Robert Whelan, Managing Director of Rockwell Financial. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.